This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the United States, why is that? Because of an executive order that Donald Trump signed on Friday. As a result of that, a handful of days later, we have one acting attorney general booted, another one sworn in. They dumped acting AG, was fired by Trump because she refused to defend and enforce his immigration ban. So they not so quietly said bye-bye to Sally Yates. She's gone. She's out. That was pretty quick, huh? It's all about waiting for Jeff Sessions to be confirmed as the new attorney general. He was the nominee for Donald Trump. But what's interesting here is the fallout, the blowback, the shock and awe, the elation over what Trump has done. Depending on your point of view, you probably saw across your tube, you might have taken a glance at some of what was happening across the country. In some areas, there were big protests, like in Seattle. In New York, there were pretty decent-sized protests as well. But the key here was the back and forth over the refugee ban. Arnold Schwarzenegger, this is interesting, who took over for Donald Trump, who is still the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice, says that Trump's refugee ban makes us look stupid. He said the new president's executive order on refugees and immigration was probably poorly vetted and that it makes us look bad, ill-prepared to put this kind of thing, this kind of directive out there. Remember, Schwarzenegger was the governor of California for a long time. People forget, 2003 to 2011. He's saying that Trump's team is still finding their way. What he specifically said is, to go and ban people of a green card, that means the United States of America has given you permission to work here permanently, and you're on the way to permanent citizenship. I was in that position. It's crazy. It's crazy. It makes us look bad when the White House is ill-prepared to put this kind of executive order out there. I don't know. Does the White House look crazy to you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. This is what everybody's talking about. If you're taking a nap, you wake up in the middle of this, or you're listening to it at a different time of day, guarantee something else will change. It's been a very fluid story. Let's put it that way. Which means what? It means that it's constantly changing is what it means. What federal judge is not allowing the ban? What is the enforcement policy in a particular area? You know, there were Syrian refugees who passed through customs despite the ban. So there you have people coming through no matter what. What airport is the key? Dallas-Fort Worth, a big, big airport for refugees, some of these refugees coming through. Same, of course, in New York. Isn't this what people were saying before Donald Trump was even in the race that they were worried about the borders. I know I've talked about riding with the Border Patrol, that what if we have a porous border, which we do, and what if somebody gets through? They have. So what do we do? And this was one of the major, major moments in the campaign and where Donald Trump really staked his claim. You know, they call it painting the fence. He painted the fence on this. So he's not backing off of the policy. I can't imagine. I just cannot imagine there would be any kind of a let up, especially a signed executive order. So there can be complaints, there can be rallies, there can be all kinds of cries for you name it. But this motion is continuing. So you have the diplomats who are saying, wow, you look at this Muslim ban. More than 100 State Department employees are expected to sign a memo conveying opposition to the travel ban. Who immigrated from the banned nations? That's part of the conversation, too. What are the legal challenges that are starting to crop up against the president's travel ban? And there are a lot of them. So here's the question. Are you affected in any way by the president's executive order on immigration? Do you know anybody who has been affected by the policy? Anybody who has to deal with this ban. Supporters see the immigration order as a welcome change. So that whole idea of make America great again, here are the areas that I said I would handle, and this was the number one. This was number one on that list. Sadly, at the same time, this mosque shooting in Canada has people worried. Alexander Bissonnette, the suspect in the shooting that killed six at a mosque in Quebec City, was a commentator on site speaking about immigration and Islam. Nobody suspected that there was a problem there, and then look what happens. There was a problem. And now people are dead because of it. This is when national security in the United States couldn't be more vital. As we look around to see what are the policies, what will happen. This is an executive order. So an executive order is enforced until it's not enforced. And that could happen. But seems highly, highly unlikely that it will. It's not, there's so many people that will have no fight in them for this. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, odds and ends on the flip side.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Show, a conversation with my pal, Dr. John Huber. I like this guy. He's the cool. He put the cool back in psychology for me. He does something really neat with a lot of veterans in Texas and a lot of other people, too. But anyway, he shakes it up with me about the most stressful jobs in America, and we'll talk about that, like I mentioned, at the tail end of the show. Don't forget, we have Nail the Score coming up tomorrow in our second hour, again, the last segment of the second hour. Who wins the Super Bowl, the Patriots or the Falcons? Who wins in this situation of the executive order, the immigration ban, which is limited to Muslim countries where there have been known ISIS strongholds and other terror groups. Let's put it that way. So one acting AG out, another one in, and the clock is ticking on confirmation of Senator Jeff Sessions. Let's put it that way. Let's go to Kathleen listening to us in Montana. Hey, Kathleen.
Hi. How are you, Kate?
Okay. I'm great. Thanks for hanging. What do you think?
Well, I agree with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Number one, my mother came from Germany after World War II, and she learned how to speak and write English perfectly. She was a credit to this country. And I remember when I was a child that when we would walk sometimes, because my mother had a German accent, I heard people saying Nazi, and I was too young to understand what they were saying. And my mother said to me, come on, honey, don't worry about it. It's okay. And she'd take my hand and we'd walk away. But I always remembered that, you know, as a child. And I feel that, like Schwarzenegger said, we're making a big mistake because there are a lot of people that are a credit to this country. And I really feel he's going to have to examine that more closely, those people that are in charge and making decisions maybe for him.
Well, Kathleen, what's interesting is what you said is Schwarzenegger said, which your mother would be in that category, somebody who had a green card, somebody who was escaping. See, remember Germany, escaping the atrocities of what was happening there. And there is a point to be made about immigration when you think of, as you talk about it that way, other immigrants that have come over, Irish immigrants, my family through Canada, through Ellis Island, all of that. And we had a combination. And I've heard of prejudices there. Certainly nothing like I think some of the Germans suffered when it was the high time of Hitler and everything that happened there. See, here's what the problem is. When we say immigration and we have a blanket statement, there's a difference in what we're talking about. Like the situation, remember, in California where you had the bride that was bought that came over and the horrible thing that happened where the people were killed in the office because that was targeted. There's no question about that. But that has to do with vetting and screening and tracing and those kinds of policies and visas that are, you know, visas that expire and that student visas that, you know, seem to go to nowhere. I lived in another country, and let me tell you, if a visa had expired, they would have pushed me in the water. So I think there's a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my mother was only 9 years old when the war
broke
out in Germany.
Yeah.
She had nothing to do with that. She had no say in that.
Yeah.
She was 9 years old. She's dead now, and my dad, too. He was born and raised in this country, but he was third generation German in this country. But, you know, I always remember that. And I thought to myself, I have to call you. I have to make a comment.
I'm glad you did.
He worked very hard to become what he was. He was no slacker. If anything, his 9 principles I have written down in a book here, in a notebook of how he did it. And he was very, very smart, and he was very hard working to get where he got.
Yeah,
and my mother was too, because she instilled that in me, and I'm the worker all my life too. And I wanted to ask you, did you get to Glacier Park in Montana yet?
Oh, Glacier Park. Oh, the best. You know what? So many of my friends have gone there, and they're in great shape, and they're hikers, and they cannot say enough about it. I have not gotten there yet. I want to go. I haven't gone. But, boy, of all the places I've been, you must have known that was on my list. I've been to Montana, but I haven't done Glacier Park, really.
Well, the 9 years that I worked there, I'm retired now, but the last 2 summers, it's been the busiest it's ever been, and they're now having problems with traffic and car jams and all.
Wow.
And so you have to come before it gets just to be a shuttle that you go in the park.
Yeah,
with a shuttle
bus. I will. I'm glad you said that. I have a good friend, Jalyn, that went there and couldn't, again, I had a couple friends that have been there, but she couldn't stop talking about it. She said it was her favorite park of all time because we just had the 100-year celebration, as you know, of the parks. So
it's
a lot of people
listen
at the top. I love that you said that out there. Kathleen, thanks for calling. Absolutely. And remember this, and Kathleen's right, thank you. All opinions are welcome. You know, right of right, left of left, somewhere in between. She had a great example of her mother and what I said about Schwarzenegger, who was not happy with what happened with the immigration ban. And there's been a whirlwind of activity the last handful of days, and certainly there's confusion over policies. But I'm not shocked by the acting AG waiting to have Jeff Sessions in there in the first place, because you serve at the pleasure of the president, as they say. Tom in Baltimore, hello.
So, Kate, you left out your friends in Baltimore when you were talking about
the I love Baltimore. You know, I spent tons of time in Baltimore. I grew up in Philly and spent tons of summers in Baltimore.
But yeah, your buddy Tom here thought that you forgot about him. You know, we know Baltimore is no place that anybody would ever want to actually move to, but those of us who are still here trying to escape, that's our hope one day. You know, we're holding out, and of course, good folks like you help as we wait to finally make our escape out of Baltimore.
The Inner Harbor. How can you not like the Inner Harbor and the aquarium and everything else and the Ravens?
Oh, Baltimore is such a mess. And please don't talk to me about the Ravens. Listen, we have one football team. It's the Colts. Earth Day.
All right.
Go do
I know. I know. I know what you're saying. Absolutely.
If I could comment real quick on the last call, you know, I think, and I'm not just directing this towards her, but in general, if people have to grow up in this country. Listen, my grandmother immigrated here from Czechoslovakia during the turmoil in Europe. And here's how it worked for them. Because they were responsible people and didn't expect any handout, their family pulled their resources. Half the family, the younger ones, were able to come here, and the older folks, the other half, had to stay behind. They came here. They never accepted a dime. They worked hard. They were poor. And every generation since has served this country in the armed services or domestic police services or fire services. So, you know, that's the kind of immigration that I think benefits this country. You come here. You want to be an American. They learned the language. They were not to speak Czech. They wanted their kids to be American, because America really does have quite a unique system in that it doesn't matter whether you're born rich, whether you're born poor, what your ethnicity is, what your religion is. If you simply accept the fact of what our founders saw as very self-evident, that all men are created equal and we all have a fair opportunity to make our own way in this world, and we have the opportunity to pursue happiness. We're not guaranteed handouts, and we're not guaranteed that happiness. That's why they made it a point to say, pursue happiness. Then that's what makes a strong country. But when you have people that want to accept everything, everybody, not accept what America was built on, as our founders laid it out in the founding documents, then you get balkanization, and that's what you see today, and that's why the country is so divided. I think we ought to split it in half. Let's have an amicable divorce, have the liberals on one side, the conservatives on the other. Honestly, I don't see any other way.
Where's the split? Where's the split? We got to come up with that next time, Tom. Stay with us, everybody.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listens to the show knows that I'm completely fascinated with this whole idea of going to Mars. And boy, I sure hope that I'm alive to witness the amazing things that can happen. And somebody who shares that passion with me is Chris Carberry. He's the CEO of Explore Mars. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having me on again.
You know, Mars is getting a lot of exposure because of the show about Mars that I think is so fascinating that's on Nat Geo. I know that you've seen that.
Yeah, it's a great show, you know, and I think it really has highlighted a lot of the more realistic aspects of sending humans to Mars. You know, Nat Geo did that, but there are also a whole bunch of other projects that have come out of Hollywood lately as well. As you know, The Martian last year is another film, The Space Between Us, about the first baby born on Mars. It seems to be a lot of interesting elements developing in the entertainment industry, but all across society, you know, lots of excitement building about the prospects of sending humans to Mars.
Yeah, you and I have talked about this before, but it's a good thing to get out of the way right here in the beginning. There's some doubting Thomases who are listening right now who are saying, why do we need to go to Mars? How much money is that going to cost? And what is that going to do for us here on Earth? To which you would say what?
Well, interestingly, one of the reasons I want to send humans to Mars is because of the benefits here on Earth. You know, it's going to be one of the great events in human history, which will also have a tremendous impact here on Earth. First off, you know, one of the things I like the best, but it's hard to put your finger on, but the national morale and the worldwide morale, it'll really inspire inspire people, and that'll really help inspire the country and move the economy forward. When people feel good about the future, things affect the economy. But the innovations that will come out of it, the inspiration for STEM education, getting people into these fields that really generate our economy, will be motivated by it. And there's a lot of misperception about how much it costs. I'm not saying it's cheap, but by budgetary terms, it is not that expensive. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Some people who oppose it have been saying it's going to cost $1 trillion or more, which is preposterous. You know, NASA's entire budget combined from 1958 until present doesn't even come close to $1 trillion. So we're certainly not going to spend that on Mars. It's actually not going to cost much more than what we're already spending on NASA. So why not spend those funds that we're already spending on something big and bold, where we'll be able to find out some of the mysteries, you know, of the universe in the near term and find out if humans can live on other planets?
Yeah, well said. And there's no way to know that other than to go and explore it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if we ever want to find these things out, we actually have to do it. And I frankly think it's fiscally responsible to actually engage in missions like this, because as I said earlier, we are spending money on NASA. NASA does some great things, but I think we can spend that money more efficiently and in a much more bold manner and do historic things. And I think it's a much more responsible way to spend taxpayer dollars and some commercial dollars as well, to actually achieve something great, than to continually change our minds and never get anything accomplished, at least, you know, in human spaceflight over the long run.
Yeah. You've got a summit coming up. The 2017 Humans to Mars Summit is May 9th through the 11th. What comes out of this summit? What are some of the speakers and cool things you have going on?
Well, Humans to Mars Summit, you know, this will be the fifth one, and it's turned into the largest conference on Earth focused on sending humans to Mars. And this year is particularly well-timed. You know, it's a few months into this new administration as all these policies are coming together, so we're hoping we'll be able to make a huge impact, you know, to really push the country and the world forward to continue and accelerate this goal of getting humans to Mars by the early 2030s. And so we're going to be having panels talking about, you know, the impact on small businesses around the country. People will be surprised how many small businesses all around the country actually work on space projects. We'll be talking about, once again, as we talked about a few minutes ago, the impact in the entertainment industry, you know, how this is really impacting society, as well as policy, and bringing all these different players together to show this isn't just a small group of companies. This is actually a full societal effort. It's going to impact everybody. So we have people like Buzz Aldrin and high-ranking people in the entertainment industry. We also have one of the actresses who was in the Nat Geo Mars series coming to speak as well. And we're trying to bring as wide a range of people as possible to show the diversity, people and organizations that support and promote this goal.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the Mars One mission, and you've heard about that, you know, the one-way trip to the Red Planet, and, of course, to land the first Mars colonists on the planet by, what is it, 2023. What's really cool, and somebody was telling me this the other day, that Mars One has gotten, like, 180,000 applications. And it made me wonder, you said Buzz Aldrin. I know that, of course, he's all about space exploration. But do you think there'll be people mostly who have a science background, astronaut type person, somebody who maybe botanist, somebody who, just like the movie The Martian, has something to offer of what you could find out about the Red Planet?
Yeah, I think the initial missions will be those experts. It's going to take some highly skilled specialists going there to figure out if we can actually live. You know, it's not, you know, the Mars One model, you know, while it's kind of cool to think about and it's great that that many people applied, that's not particularly feasible. It's not a particularly feasible plan initially. I think eventually we'll send one-way missions to Mars. But I think those first missions, you know, you're going to need some highly trained people who can figure out if we can live, start building up the apparatus to allow a growing number of people to survive on the Martian surface. So, but eventually, yeah, we'd love to create sustainability on the surface, and eventually, hopefully, that'll lead to, you know, larger settlements. You know, whereas maybe one day people will go one way and people will actually live on Mars and be born on Mars. But first things first, we have to figure out if we can survive on Mars before we start colonizing the planet.
Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? All right, Chris Carberry, thanks so much for stopping by. Always welcome here. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right, to explain that a little bit further, what I was asking Chris about, it is interesting because any conversation about Mars, I think, is good to keep that conversation out there, right? But this Mars One deal is volunteering for a one-way trip, as I said, to colonize in 2023. They had a big panel discussion about it at the Million Martian meeting in D.C. a couple of years ago, and it was interesting. It's this Dutch nonprofit Mars One trying to land four colonists on the red planet. That was the idea. And what would it take to do that? And Chris is right. Of course, first things first, you got to get the right people up there. But it's just kind of interesting. And like I said, it keeps the conversation out there. And even on Facebook, I checked, there's an Aspiring Martians group, and there's, gosh, over 2,000 members, I want to say. Don't quote me on the exact number, but it's a lot of people. So all those applicants, it was so interesting to see that there's this optimism about actually, you know, doing it. Can you imagine what it would be like? It's like you think of the giant leap, you know, into history. And imagine, like Neil Armstrong said, imagine the legacy of the first people that would set foot on Mars, who would probably be those people who are, like Chris Carberry says, honestly, the scientists, etc., the NASA people. But it'd be wild just to be the everyday person who had a chance to go to Mars. And you can think of, you know, if you've seen that Nat Geo program, I think they do a fine job of explaining more about Mars. And, of course, the dangers of what you could face on the red planet, who knows? We don't know. And it is, can it be colonized? I mean, gosh, it's wild to expand your mind and think, oh, someone born on Mars? And I wondered in this audience, I mean, I'm really serious about this. Just for a second, think about it. Because remember, we could have had more people in space. Space shuttle travel. If you think of Christy McAuliffe and the fact that, sadly, when the Challenger blew up, those, I think, a lot of the aspirations of let's get somebody else, you know, a teacher or somebody else to go and go on the shuttles with us. If that hadn't turned out that way, who knows where we would be with the everyday person getting a chance to go on some of these missions. But it does make you think, would you do it? Would you take that shot if you had a shot at going into space? And let's say particularly, and this would be for really younger people listening, probably your children, your grandchildren. Can you imagine if they called you up and said, I've got a ticket to go to Mars. I was chosen out of the gazillion people that wanted to go, and I'm going to be there. So it's hard to travel there. What is the temperature like on Mars? What would that exploration be like? And would it be worth the risk for the everyday person? I get the astronaut, I get the types that are schooled in it, but the everyday person, would you take that leap? Because what are the chances of surviving? And the answer to that is we really don't know. So you get, once it's launched and then you go on the journey, we don't know what's going to happen after that. We have no way to know. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Have you ever wondered as you gazed up at the sky, watching stars like diamonds shining there on high, that somehow in that great unknown, I'm not alone. Around that little world of yours, spinning off in space.
Dangerous.
Dolores Blood Clot Device Alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing,
Are you okay?
Some days I wonder. I have to try. Is my pulse there? What's happening? It's, you know what? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever that is.
No. And the other side is that you're in the public eye. So if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, "Hey, aren't you so-and-so?" And he immediately goes, "Oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about."
Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted man and the police officer and the fireman, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you gotta get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, absolutely, I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong, and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy, and it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster, and again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers, and that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry, let's go back to the middle school and high school person. That
now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, cashiers, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last
What is number one? Drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now, think about it. You have a great year, and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden, your quotas, everything goes through the roof, and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch-22. You do great, and they set your hype even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast. It's our task to keep moving on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for the dime and you're blinking, listen.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.